You're listening to That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
Not all of us use the word whenever in exactly the same way, and people are noticing.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hello, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca.
This week, we have an interesting question from Abigail. Abigail says, I have heard several people say, whenever I was a kid. To me, that feels wrong. Abigail wants to know if that is grammatically correct. Do you think that's grammatically correct, Anne? Because to me, that also sounds kind of odd. I'm not going to go ahead and just say it's wrong, but it sounds odd to me.
Rebecca, I love that you're not going to call it wrong. It may sound unfamiliar to you. And the question of, is it grammatically correct? Well, it depends on what variety of English you speak. It is part of the grammar in some varieties of English. Rebecca, this was so fun to look into because I learned a lot about these different uses of whenever. Now, you said you can't use whenever this way to say something like, whenever I was a kid.
No, because it makes it sound like when I was a kid, I wasn't always a kid, but when I was, I, you know, did this or that.
Exactly. And I cannot use whenever this way either. You and I can probably use whenever for a couple of things. One is for recurring events, where it means something like every time that something happens or at any time when. And then there's a second use, which is the conditional one, at whatever time. Whenever you get home, Rebecca, I will make dinner for you.
Thank you.
Now, those two, sometimes it's a little blurry between them, but those are two traditional uses of whenever. Then there is another use of whenever, which is called punctual whenever. And this is whenever that means either when or as soon as. And it goes back to 1655 in the Oxford English Dictionary.
That is much older than I would have guessed.
I know. And here's the quote. It's from the Comical History of Francion, which was translated from the French. He gave me a good supper last night whenever I came within his doors. And that whenever means when or as soon as. A lot of the information I got about this comes from this wonderful article by the two linguists, Michael B. Montgomery and John M. Kirk, published in 2001, and it's called My Mother, Whenever She Passed Away, She Had Pneumonia. Now, that sounds very funny to me. I can't say that. But that whenever there means as soon as or at the time when. Whenever my mother passed away, she had pneumonia. That construction is found in the north of Ireland and Scotland and in the American Midland and the American South, so Appalachia, including Western Pennsylvania. And Kirk and Montgomery suggest that this probably traveled to the United States with Scots-Irish immigrants in the 18th century, along with things like double modal, such as might could or might should.
But that's not the whenever that Abigail asked about.
That's exactly right. You have this punctual whenever, and then you also have extended time whenever. This is in both Ulster English and the American South. It goes back at least to the early 1900s in Ireland. So Kirk and Montgomery suggest that it may also have come over with Scots-Irish immigrants. Examples that they have are things like, whenever I was growing up, we didn't talk the same way at school as we did at home. So there's the one Abigail's talking about. I did a search in some online databases and found examples of whenever I was a kid, whenever I was a child, whenever I was married. All of these are these extended time whenevers. So it's been in the American South for a while. I think it must be spreading, whether that's through social media or other mechanisms, because we're hearing about it now. Abigail wrote to us, I gave a talk in East Lansing a few months ago, and somebody asked about it in the Q&A as something that they were hearing from younger people. So whenever, in the extended time sense, a word to watch.
So it's not necessarily wrong. It's just something that we in the North might not be used to hearing.
Exactly. This is dialect variation.
Well, whenever I hear somebody use it like that, I am going to keep all of that in mind. Thanks so much, Anne.
Take care, Rebecca.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.